We are joined now on the phone by Professor Jacqueline Lawton and Professor Glenn Henson, who have been working on a project called Seeking Justice, a reenactment of the 1921 trial of the Norlina 16. Professor Lawton, Professor Henson, thanks for joining us.
Certainly. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, I'm so glad that you were able to join us. This is such a fascinating project. I want to start by just asking if you could give us a little bit of context on what this project is and how it started.
Well, I'll start here, perhaps. The project essentially was, as the title suggested, a reenactment of a trial that happened in 1921 in Warren County. We have been working at UNC through the Descendants Project to explore two lynchings that happened in that county in 1921 with students trying to understand the fuller story of the families of those who were murdered, as well as the family histories since that time, tracing those families to the present day and, when possible, interviewing descendants of the families. And when we were working on this project with these two murders of Mr. Plummer Bullock and Mr. Alfred Williams, we came to understand that there was actually a much fuller story. And that fuller story entailed a gunfight, which was portrayed at the time by the white press as a race riot, and was actually a group of African-American men who were attempting to protect their neighborhood from an invading white mob, a mob that was intent on shooting up the neighborhood. And so as we began to look at this fuller story, the story of this trial began to emerge, because while two men were pulled from the jail and lynched, 16 others were imprisoned, and for 4 months did hard time in the state penitentiary, and then were brought back for a trial at which fully half of them were charged with additional time ranging from 6 months to 8 years for their participation essentially in defending their community. So the community itself was interested in producing a reenactment of the trial in the original courtroom so that they could tell this story publicly and also tell the story of the lynchings. They did that last June. It was well received by the community. The players in it were very, I would say, moved and engaged by that. But folks were not satisfied fully, in part because the stories that were told were the stories of the men who were on trial and not the stories of their families. And initially, when the playwright wrote this, there were a couple of women who served as the narrators of the story, but the primary action was about what happened at the trial. And it was in the second iteration that there was an attempt to bring in women's stories and thus family stories into this portrayal. And as part of that emergent project, we turned to Jacqueline Lawton for help.
And just to reset, we are visiting with Glenn Henson, Associate Professor of Folklore and Anthropology at UNC, and Jacqueline Lawton, Associate Professor in the Department of Dramatic Art at UNC. It seems like kind of a natural fit now that I'm seeing it done, but how did you decide that having a dramatic performance was the way to communicate this?
So I will give credit there to the community. It was when we were working with the community in the Descendants Project, our role was to invite students to do the research, to begin to fill out this story, to talk with descendants, and to offer all of that material back to the community itself. Those conversations that emerged from that, conversations with the local branch of the NAACP and with the groups that were involved, getting involved with creating a memorial for the lynch victims through the Equal Justice Initiative, it was actually the conversations, the collaborative conversations that emerged with those groups that led them to suggest last year that there ought to be a reenactment. So it was really entirely the community's idea at the beginning. And the community sought a playwright in the community, someone who was there to actually pull the material, the research material that we had largely gathered at UNC together into a play script that would begin to address the story. So the beginnings were very much in the community and not from us.
That's outstanding. That's as organic of a start to a performance as I think I've ever heard of. So, Professor Lawton, what was it like when you first got involved in this project?
Well, first it was astonishment because I had not heard this story. And I'm not from North Carolina. I moved here in 2015. So there's a lot of stories I'm learning for the first time. And this was one of those. So it was very harrowing to hear about this story. And then what I really appreciated about the first adaptation of the play, which is the reenactment, is that it does tell the story of what happened to those men, but to really truly fully begin to understand a life and then the absence of a life, we have to try to understand the impact of the loss of those people. And so when Glenn reached out to me, the idea for the monologues were very natural because when I was in DC, I would write these, I'd work with the Smithsonian Institute and the museums to write 5 minutes, short monologues for historical figures so that when people came through the museums, looked at the different exhibits, the historical figure would come to life and tell their story. And they were the most mesmerized of the exhibit was this experience, which is only natural because theater, unlike any other art form, allows you to have a human-to-human experience, breath-to-breath, body-to-body, on stage in front of you, or wherever you happen to be. And with this story in particular, what I felt was missing is so in the court trial itself, the men are never given an opportunity to speak to their defense at all. They never speak. And so I think about how those men weren't allowed to speak. And I also think about how because of the time period and the miscegenation laws and the segregation laws that were in place, Black folks weren't actually allowed to even be in the courtroom. So then the families weren't able to speak. They weren't able to give character witness testimonies or anything at all. So think about what impact those families must have had, standing outside of the courtroom or at home because maybe they couldn't even move themselves to get to the court that day. How devastated, how in shock, how enraged they might be feeling. And those conversations, of course, they had amongst themselves, but what is it that we, this, 2022 audience, could learn from the experience that they had, how to heal, how to move forward as a community together. So for me, the monologues were very natural, and the fact that we had five amazing women writers from the community to tell the stories of their community, of the people in their community, and the impact of this devastating loss felt very it was very natural. All of it all came together quite, like it lined up quite well to tell the story that we have right now today.
We are speaking with Jacqueline Lawton and Glenn Henson, two UNC professors who've been working on a project called Seeking Justice, a reenactment of the 1921 trial of the Norlina 16 about an incident from Warren County in the northern part of the state. And I wonder if you could tell us about the timeline between the writing of these monologues and performance.
Oh, wow. It was pretty quick. We met over Zoom because I was actually in Texas when we started writing them. And we started, Glenn, you actually did a lot of research in terms of not just the research you'd done already, but pulling very specific biographies once the writers knew who they were writing about. Do you want to talk about that at all? Then I could talk about the timeline.
Sure. In order to sort of present these stories, we had to be able to present to these writers a fuller sense of what was the history of the people that they were representing, that they had chosen to represent. And so the first part of this was doing the research to figure out what are details of these women's, and in one case, men's stories that we can draw from all kinds of archival research, and then present this to these writers, the community writers, to then elaborate, enter, and build to create these powerful personalities. So we start by presenting this material, and this happened in the spring as we presented this material to the women. And then as we began to gather over Zoom, Jacqueline rather masterfully, absolutely masterfully guided these women into the process of inhabiting those personae, the people about whom they were writing. And Jacqueline, you can talk about timeline from there.
Yeah, so we met at the end of April, and then we spent 2 hours on Sunday afternoons. Coming together, writing the stories. And as Glenn said, what we had to do was pull this historical fact, right? So you have this historical fact, this biographical information that we have. But in order to write a monologue, in order to truly work to embody a character, we have to dip into what they might have been feeling at the time and what their lived experience might have been at the time. And the easiest way to do that is to tap into your own lived experience in the moment. And we have unfortunately a lot of resources available to us owing to a great deal of violence that's happening in the Black community, particularly racial violence that's happening to the Black community. So there were days that we met when something had just happened. So, for instance, the shooting that was in New York had just happened, and it was both harrowing to meet on that day because of what a community was wrestling with, and also really important to meet on that day because of what the Warren County community was working to commemorate. And so we did a series of exercises that I think Glenn was a little worried at first. He was a little worried at first because, I know you've never been through this process, but I've guided writers through this process over and over and over again, so I know this works. And you start with an object that means something of great value to you, and you write about that object, and you write from that object's point of view. And then from there, you start to understand what it means to tell a story through details, through sense memory, through joy and laughter, and how you may interrupt yourself when telling a story and recall something that may have nothing to do with the story, but it brings to light something that the audience will delight in and start to trust you more. And so we went through that. We did a couple of workshops where we were just doing that, just understanding the nature of writing and storytelling and building character. And then we went very specifically to who these individual characters were, who they were talking to, what experiences they were trying to share with the current audience about what they had. And then the question I also asked is, what if they'd been given a chance to speak that day in that courtroom, what is the thing they would have said? And that became a really powerful writing prompt for all of our writers to draw on, which I thought was really, really, really beautiful what came from that very particular prompt. So that was our timeline. We met maybe five times. And I'm not at all surprised by how well these extraordinary women did in their writing. I think everyone was, I don't think everyone knew as it was happening what was going to happen. But oh my gosh, they did such a beautiful job. So that was our timeline. That was a bit more about our process.
That's an impressive timeline, though. That's like a 2.5 month turnaround. Is that what that ended up being?
That's right.
Oh gosh, that's right. And then the other thing we did is we went back to the original script because the playwright was wanting to do some revisions to the script too. So we're doing this over Zoom in the midst of COVID, in the midst of people having full time jobs, and I mean, the generosity of time everyone gave to this project, I think, is really testament to how important it is. But we also did revisions to the script so we could identify, we brought in some musicality to some of the pieces. We brought in some songs, too, some perk songs. And then we wove in the monologues into this original into the original script. So that was also part of our process.
We've been visiting with Jacqueline Lawton and Glenn Henson, both professors at UNC, and they were working on a project called Seeking Justice, a reenactment of the 1921 trial of the Norlina 16. We've got about 1 minute left. Is there anything that you'd like to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
Oh my gosh. I mean, the only other thing I would say is that these stories are all here, and the stories that you find a way to write about them, tell them, to share them with the community, because we have to lift up the voices of the people who live here, whose voices may not be heard otherwise.
All right. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.